What were some of the main industries here in Saginaw that you remember while you were growing up?
Well, of course, the Wicks Corporation was here, and they're probably one of the oldest of all. And up on South Michigan years ago, a lot of people don't realize this, but we've always heard of the cleaner Spick and Span. I can't tell you the name of the two gentlemen in Saginaw that started that, but that was started in Saginaw, and it was manufactured up on South Michigan in the old Herzog building. Now, the old Herzog building was a building, there was two buildings, and one is still in existence. It's old, I believe, Upoff Heating at on South Michigan near Florence. That's near what would be where Draper's Economy Lot is. And across the street, there was a building, and it had the two would join one another across the street. They had this, well, it was more than a walkway because they could run trucks back and forth. Well, I should say maybe forklift trucks, like back and forth with that cleaner. But it was Spick and Span was first started here, and then they had a fire, I believe it was a fire some years back, and they dynamited the building to destroy it. And a friend, he went to St. Peter's and Paul's school when we were kids, and I wasn't with him, but he went down there playing, and he got a hold of one of those pieces of dynamite, and it blew his hand off. But it was that, and of course the old Shembury that we talked about a little while ago, that was kind of phasing out, but they did make beer there. And that again is at South Michigan, or excuse me, at North Hamilton and Holland there, and there's a paper company in there now. I believe it's called Saginaw Processing. But there was some fires there and so on and so forth at different times, and then they'd tear a portion of the building down, so it's not nearly as large a building as it was at one time. But General Motors was here, and that's an old industry, and what a lot of people don't realize here in Saginaw, that the malleable iron is the largest foundry in the world. And of course, there was Steering Gear Plant 1 that I used to see them guys going to work every day, or the gentlemen there, because I went to St. Andrews High School there, and they were always on Hamilton, and it was always, I remember back, of course there was no air conditioning back in those days, and it was very hard to study at St. Andrews if you were on the east side of the building, because during the latter part of the year, we'd open the windows and they'd have their windows open, and all the machines were clanging and banging, and it was right across the street, and it was hard to concentrate. And back in those days, of course, the springs were much better than they are today. By the 1st of March, good weather would be here, and the trees would be in bloom, and at least in bud. And then the season started to change. I might add, though, that the falls are much nicer now than they used to be. When I was in high school, you could always figure on playing your last two games, at least your last two games, in the snow. And to go along that very line for many, many years was made to be a big deal. Saginaw High and Arthur Hill, of course, that was back when Saginaw High had good football teams too. And they would always play on Thanksgiving day about noon, and it was really a big thing in Saginaw when the two schools met. And the only reason that they discontinued that was because there would always be a couple foot of snow on the ground during that time. So our falls are much nicer now, much longer, and our springs are much shorter. Our springs when I was a young boy, they were beautiful, and by about the 1st of March, you'd see the buds coming out in the trees, and by this time of the year, this is April 21st now, the trees were out in full bloom.
Why do you think Saginaw developed on the east side first?
Well, I really don't know why. West Saginaw, as it was called, or the West Side, as we know it now, is older. But the East Side, those homes are dilapidated now, and ashamed of what's happened in that area. But many, many years ago, they were mostly Italian and Irish descent, and they were lumbering people. And those homes, even when I was a youngster, they were just beautiful. They were just beautiful. And also along there, of course, what is we still know now is the Grove, but that's across from White Park there on Washington. But just the rich used to live there, and the Bishop of Saginaw used to, or still lives in there, what used to be the old Doyle home from Doyle Freight Lines, which is now Great Lakes Express, after a merged consolidated freight. And it makes them probably one of the largest freight lines in the United States. But as time went on, that area kind of went bad. But there were people with well-to-do, very affluent people. White Park across the street, that really hasn't changed a great deal. I don't remember what year, but it's been a long time ago now since those warming houses were made. I don't really recall. I suppose they would even have the year on there they were erected. I remember when they weren't there, though. But White Park itself, the proper part of White Park, I can't recall. I don't believe it's changed one iota. Next door to that was the zoo. And what we now know as the Children's Zoo. And, of course, that has changed. When I was a youngster, they had larger animals in there, such as bear and... it never was a large zoo by any means, but larger animals, and then they closed it up, and then some people took it upon themselves to have a campaign, and they reopened it and called it the Children's Zoo, and I think that's real nice for children. Bridges, the Court Street Bridge, I can remember back when that was just a little old dilapidated bridge, and it ended this side of Niagara, and they were always going to build a bridge, and one thing that prompted them to build that bridge, one night some school teachers were there. I believe that there was about six women were going to a meeting, and they got hit by a train down there, and it killed all six of them, and then they finally got around to building a bridge. But actually, it used to end this side of that railroad track. As you go over now the Court Street Bridge, of course, you pass the railroad track, but one time you didn't. And then there was the Mackinac Bridge, which was closed, and that was down at the foot of Mackinac. Some people can still see. If you go down Mackinac, you'll see street ends. There's a big sign there at the foot of Mackinac and the river. But at one time, there was an old... bridge that crossed there, and then there was another old bridge, what was called the Bristol Street Bridge, that we now know as the Holland Bridge, and that was an old dilapidated bridge, really dilapidated, and finally it was condemned and rebuilt also, and then the new bridge, the Rust Street Bridge, took the place of the Mackinac Bridge, but that we were without a bridge there for a long, long time. And the Johnson Street Bridge really hasn't changed that much. It's been built and refurbished and whatnot on numerous occasions. But the other bridges that I just talked about resemble that bridge an awful lot, except they were really beat-up bridges. They were the streetcars. But that streetcars was before my time, but the streetcars used to cross those bridges, and then during the war, when there was such a shortage of scrap, they tore up the railroad tracks because they were looking for everything that they could put into war materials. Even we used to have, I recall, two huge cannons. One was where we now know as the waterworks, and one at the courthouse. And the courthouse, as we know, was just built here a few years ago. But on the lawns there were two big old cannons from the Civil War that were collected and turned into scrap for World War II.
Do you know whether those cannons were brought in, or were they just here from the Civil War?
Well, I'm not really sure. They probably were here from the Civil War, but that could be not so. I'm not really positive of it. All I know, as long as I could ever remember, that there were those two big cannons that were turned into war material. And, of course, they were really scraping the bottom of the barrels in those days. They'd take anything, and the scrap yards would give you money and glad to get anything back in those days, no matter how much or how little. And they would pay you accordingly. We used to go around and collect as much as we could because money was very hard to come by in those days. And we would try to get that money to go to the show or something like that. Or go get an ice cream cone or something of that nature. But drive-ins, there weren't many drive-ins, as we know. The most popular drive-in eating establishment was called the Strand, and that was very popular amongst all the kids on the west side. And that would be located on the corner of Bay and State, where that Shell station is now, and that hasn't been probably that many years ago. And they were noted for, oh, they had everything in there, but I particularly remember I loved their lemonade because they made it with powdered sugar. And then across the street there was also a drive-in, and that was called Jansen's. And that was a popular place too, but not nearly as popular as the Strand. And that was where Novak's Bakery is now. And then but it was considered so far out to go where the Yukon is now. The Yukon at one time was a drive-in. And we never went out there so far because it was considered to be so far out in the country, because it was completely undeveloped out there. There was a few stray homes, and that's about all.
Was there a lot of coal mines around out by where we live now? Were there any coal mines still in operation when you were growing up?
The only coal mines that I know of in my day that was still going was out in St. Charles. And I don't recall when they were discontinued, but I think it was long about World War II. But I can remember there was a man that lived across the street from us. His name was Mr. Griffiths, and he worked in the coal mine, and he had to retire early, and his face was a real mess because he was in an explosion in a coal mine in St. Charles, and that forced him into retirement. However, he did live to be a good age. He must have lived to be about 75, I would say, before he died. And speaking of, I used to play golf, but when I was a kid, very few people, unless you had money, you didn't play golf because that was considered a rich man's game, but we still used to play once in a while, and we played all our golf actually at Green Acres Golf Course, which is now, as you would know, the Green Acres Plaza and Green Acres Apartments behind there, and that was a golf course.
Are there any other landmarks that you can remember being changed or that don't any longer exist?
Well, I know where Montgomery and Ward's was. That's where the farmers used to bring their food in every week, and there would be hundreds of farmers there, and they would sell, you know, their fruit and vegetables and so on and so forth. And that was kind of a big thing. Everybody tried to go down there, and that took up that entire area where Montgomery and Ward's and Pushland's Mercury Lincoln was there. And across the street there was where Garber's used car lot is. That's where Garber, Pontiac, and Cadillac used to be. And one night there was a huge there, and it burnt the place right to the ground with, oh, many, many cars were in there, and that was a real bad fire. I recall that real well. And The railroads, of course, they were almost on their way out. That is, as far as travel was concerned. Although, there on Genesee, you could still pick up a passenger train and go any place you wanted to. And that was New York Central, and over at the old Grand Trunk, that's off on Washington there, right where Bernie Call's used car sales is located. That was the Grand Trunk, and you could pick a train up there and go any place that you wanted to go as far as that goes. But train service, even in my day, really was not that great, although you could still pick up a train, which is just about impossible to do anymore around this area, at least. But it still was, although you could do it, let me put it this way, they didn't take good care of the trains or give you the type of service that people really expect.
You told me that the courthouse burned down once. When did that happen?
No, that wasn't the courthouse. That was the city hall. Oh. I was just a little kid. And it was located in the same identical place it is now, but it burned right to the ground, and it was that old red brick, and that was, maybe about 36. I was only about 5 years old then, but I can remember it and going by it and how it burned right to the ground. It was a real bad fire, and they lost everything, records, all kinds of records, and tax records, and everything else.
Was the post office always where it has been?
No, the East Side Post Office was located, and I believe the post office still owns it, at least I think they do, across the road from Jacobson's in downtown Saginaw. And that was the big post office in those days. But where they built the new home, or the new post office, that was a real good area, and it cleaned up a mess. There were old beat-up homes in there that were dilapidated, really a disgrace to the town, or to the city. And the government bought that and went in there and built their new post office. I don't believe that new post office can't be much more than 12 or 13 years old, I don't think.
Well, I thought maybe they had torn it down and rebuilt it where it was.
No. No, and they had a West Side Post Office, and that was located right on Michigan Avenue in the 200 block south. Right there, I believe it's Borland Abstract. That would be along by the Kent Drugstore in there, and that was the West Side Post Office.
I didn't know we had to.
Yeah, they had the West Side and East Side, but the East Side was the main post office, although they did have a West Side Post Office.
What about buses when you were growing up? Was that a big way of getting around?
Well, the Greyhound bus, they did quite a business in the day. In their day, when I first remember them, they were on Federal Street right near Genesee, and then they built what was a beautiful building that's since been torn down over on the corner of Tuscola and Baum, and that is now where part of your downtown mall sits, and that was a beautiful bus depot when it was first built, and they had a restaurant in there, and they did quite a little restaurant business in there, just mainly short orders and specials and that, but it really was a lovely lovely bus depot in its day.
What kind of the downtown area now is kind of getting away from being used. What kinds of changes do you think are going to happen? Do you think that Priestley will be completely out of that area?
In my own opinion, it will. I think that they're wasting taxpayers' funds. All businesses are moving out of there, and the only thing that stays there is where you have taxpayers' dollars supporting, such as the downtown mall, and now there's to be a new federal building. The only people that's really stayed downtown is Jacobson's, and they've got a big expansion program, but it's Jacobson's philosophy. And all the stores that they own in Michigan, they all are down in downtown areas. But Weekman's, but yet Weekman's own that whole block, and they can't hardly help but stay down there. But every other business, good businesses that have just rented property, they've all gone. Heavenridge is still down there, but again, they own that whole big building. I personally feel that it's a waste of taxpayers' money to keep downtown going, because it's a terrible disgrace to the city of Saginaw, as far as I am concerned. The downtown is terrible.
Where do you think we'll go from here? Do you think they'll build out by where Fashion
Square is? To the suburbs, no question about it. Fashion Square Mall certainly is one, and I looked for heavy development on the west of Saginaw, like out Gratiot. I feel that in the next decade or so, it will be very populated between here and, say, Hemlock. At least on 46, which would be the main artery between here and Hemlock. Maybe some of the back areas will remain farmland. I hope at least they will. But right now, I think that the trend is to go out that way. And I'd look for the area between Saginaw and Freeland to really start to develop an awful lot.
Can you think of anything I've forgotten? I can't.
No, there's a lot of things that, before my time, I believe I told you once or the other day there at the foot of, my mother used to tell me that there used to be Ferris wheels and various things, at the, where the State Street Bridge is, the narrow bridge there, on the, west side over there used to be called Liberty Beach, and I guess they used to sand, there, and used to swim in the Tippitawassee when she was a little girl. And a lot of things going there, but that was before my time. I only know what my mother told me.
You also told me that Graham used to remember when we got rid of the wood sidewalks.
Yes, they were all cement sidewalks, but my mother has told me that even our house, I was born and raised in the 800 block on North Granger, and that house today is still... it's still standing, and I would estimate that house probably to be maybe 125 years old.
Wow, I didn't think it was that old.
Yeah, I would say it's an old home, but it certainly, she tells me that there would be wooden sidewalks, and it was always a mess because, like during the summer, the bees and the hornets would build their nests under there, and then the little kids that would come along walking in their bare feet, and they get stung and everything like that. But in my day, they were all cement, the sidewalks. I don't recall any wooden sidewalks around.
Would Graham remember whether the streets were still cobblestone, or would they have been cement?
She might remember. Of course, there was a tremendous amount of dirt roads right around the city when I was a youngster. Many of the streets were dirt streets in what would now be right in the heart of the city. But the only cobblestone street that I have ever known is still in existence. And over on, I can't remember that street.
I think
street
it's over there by Hamilton.
It's off of Hamilton, but it's a side street. It's just one block long. And one of the reasons that's still there, they're trying to preserve that. But I guess a great many streets in Saginaw were made out of that cobblestone. But not in my day. I don't recall any of those streets other than that one.
Well, thanks. That's all the questions I have.
Okay. I don't know that that's any help.